Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I want to greet you affectionately for this summer camp. I think you have been already there in Novi Sad. It is very important that as we start our summer camp, we get the orientation clear amongst ourselves. What it is that I can obtain here at the summer camp. We have to acknowledge the fact that most of our lives is now spent without direct devotee association. We may sometimes meet devotees, speak on the phone with them, but most of the time we are going through our daily life on our own. And we know that during this time, it can very easily happen to us that the material energy or Maya covers us again. We know this when we feel that there is more darkness in our heart. More darkness means not so much enthusiasm, being distracted from the path of Krishna consciousness, being worried, and in one word, being a little bit more covered by the material energy. So when we come together as devotees, we have a chance to create this deep enthusiasm and clarity in our heart that will keep us strong and happy throughout the rest of the life. But you know, a summer camp is also a place where you can get, I don't know, can be more engaged in material life. You can find discussions that are not inspiring. You can find devotees who are on the path but who are bitter and have developed more darkness in their hearts. You can find everything in a summer camp. And therefore, it is important that at the beginning of the summer camp, it is very clear to you why you are here and what you are looking for. It's almost like when you go in the internet, if you're not careful, you may not find only lectures about Krishna in the internet. And all of a sudden, you may even find out that something comes up that is not so favorable for your Krishna consciousness. And you may find even that you become attached for a moment to this and spend time with this. So in the same way, in the summer camp, you can see that sometimes things may turn up which may not help you in your spiritual life. And then you have to have a strong determination that helps you to go to the places where you can get what makes you inspired in spiritual life. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? I have seen people coming to the summer camp who were not so inspired and who left the summer camp so inspired that they kept the whole life strong in Krishna consciousness. They say to me, that summer camp, Maharaj, that retreat, that changed my life. But I have also seen devotees who have come to summer camps and whose faith was broken. No, I have seen that as well. So it is very important that you know how to navigate your journey while you are here. And I strongly recommend to you that you go to those places where your enthusiasm and spiritual life can be nourished, where it can be strengthened, and where you can get this extra doses of utsahan or enthusiasm. I strongly recommend this, and you need to know a little bit where that is. Some kirtans, perhaps not all the kirtans, are inspiring to you, but some kirtans are. Some lectures, perhaps not all lectures, will be able to reach you in your heart, but some definitely do. You can go to those talks with some devotees where you return after a talk and you are very inspired and very sure how to move on. Please know how to navigate your summer camp. Also, you need to know what I was discussing with Krishna Laya in the car. She mentioned that in the summer camp, she is usually so tired that she cannot really absorb anything any longer. And my answer was, well, you don't know how to go to a summer camp, if that is the result. Sometimes you may need an extra rest. You may need to find a tree where you can sit and be a little alone for yourself and think about what you have just heard. Sometimes you may also need to drop one or two lectures. The main thing is you need to stay in a position in your life that allows you to pick up the inspiration. No? This is my second recommendation. First recommendation is know the sources of your inspiration. What is the first recommendation? Yes, some of you have not paid attention, so I will repeat it again. The first thing you need to know is know the sources of your inspiration, no? And the second, what was that all about? Who has listened? I know you very much. I was with you for 20 years, and I know that you are sometimes not there, although your body is there. You need to pace yourself. Nityananda Kari, how do we translate that into Serbian? You need to pace yourself. Yes. Sometimes make a pause. Sometimes rest longer. Sometimes do not rest at all. Yes, because you may have to think about something and you may have to chant. You need to see what is your own speed. Good. All right, so let us start, and please everyone participate. You know, when we start a summer camp, the hall is still a little bit like a fork, and our mind is a little bit under a fork, so you need to really, we need some strong vibration here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everyone now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om. No, it's called call and response. So one person chants alone and then everyone chants after. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My dear devotees, there is a phenomena in this world. Some people seem to have a lot of inner strength for what they do, and others are not so strong. They are often a little bit reduced. So what is this phenomena? The great Swiss psychologist Carl Gustav Jung investigated this phenomena, and he understood that deep inside of our personality there is a mysterious force, he called it. He called it the Elan Vital. Something translates as life force. And successful people, or people who are energetic and they can go forward with strength, they manage to catch this force inside. In a Krishna consciousness, we also know about a force inside our heart, that if we can contact this force, then our japa, our service, but also our life seems to be empowered. This force is known in the ancient scriptures, and it is called utsahan, or enthusiasm. Valmiki describes in the Sundara Kanda of the Ramayana this force. He says, enthusiasm is the root cause of all things that are good. Enthusiasm is the root, the origin of all things that are good. Yes, enthusiasm leads to the greatest happiness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes or defines this force. He says, utsahan in bhakti means enthusiasm for the execution of the limbs of bhakti with great attention and care. It means it's a feeling that my chanting or my serving or my study of the scriptures or my going to try to convince other people with Krishna consciousness, that should be done with great care. And what was the second word? Attention, no? When you chant down, when you are enthusiastic, you care for your chanting. Oh, I care for this. This is very important. And you also pay a great attention. And then this is called enthusiasm. I want to tell you something. In Krishna consciousness, there is a percentage of 10% people who are very enthusiastic. And there is a percentage of 10% of people who are very bitter, disappointed, and they always find faults in the devotees. No, 10%. In this lecture, I am not interested in the 10% who are very enthusiastic, and also not in the 10% who are very bitter and aggressive and critical. because they form a minority, 10%, 10%. We want to deal with the majority. The majority of people, the 80% of people in Krishna consciousness are somewhat okay with Krishna consciousness. Yes, when the summer camp is there, they don't mind to dress in a dhoti. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. You entered like an angel. These 80%, they were quite enthusiastic perhaps at the beginning of their Krishna consciousness, but now they are somewhat settled. They are not so interested any longer in transformation of the heart. They don't believe it's possible really for them. But they are happy to sometimes make an aratik, and when their father or mother dies, they phone the Maharaj and say, please pray for my mother and father. They believe in Krishna consciousness. They are just going along Krishna consciousness, and yes, as I said, during the summer camp, they may even put on tilak. They don't do this throughout the year, but yes, they believe. But my dear devotees, if you want to get anything in Krishna consciousness, you have to not, your main focus should be in how can I purify my heart? How can I purify my heart? This, anyone has to do this. You find many older devotees who are happy to be Prabhupada disciples, who have done a lot of service, and they believe. And when you ask them about Prabhupada, they tell you a story about me and Prabhupada. They are very ready for this, but they are looking for this elan vital, enthusiasm which gives life to their lives, like they look at in the same way as any other devotee. The life force or the enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness needs to be again and again revived. It's almost like eating. When you have eaten once and you are full, this doesn't mean that you should stop thinking about eating. Maybe in one day or latest in 2 days, you have to again see that you get a meal so that your enthusiasm is nurtured and it is renewed. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us an interesting definition of that enthusiasm which we all know, which we all remember when we were young in Krishna consciousness. Have you met devotees who told you, oh, you young people, when, you know, in our time, we would go out for book distribution for 8 hours minimum. We would eat in the morning peanuts and raisins and take a cold shower. And that was all. And in the evening, we ate some khichdi. And we were so enthusiastic. Have you heard these discussions in Krishna consciousness? No, yes, middle, not sure. Have you also looked in your life sometimes and said, my God, was I enthusiastic in my young days? My God, I was not eating so much as I do now. I was so austere. I got up every morning, latest by 6 o'clock. When I was in the temple, I got up for Mangal Aarti. Do you have memories of these times? And have you noticed that this is no longer the case, perhaps, in the same degree? No, yes, middle. What is happening here? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes a type of enthusiasm that is forced, and it is there in the beginning of one's spiritual life. He says in Madhurya Kadambini, a new devotee is enthusiastic like a new student on the day of his entering the school. He thinks, have you ever entered the school? Do you remember that time? Did you also get this cone? No, yes, middle, not sure. The thing where you have sweets? No, in Germany, I had a thing like this, full with Lindt chocolate and truffles and Wackelpudding, you know. So at the beginning, and this on the day of entering the school, he will think, today the entire glorious erudition of the word has manifested in me. But such enthusiasm is short-lived because the new student doesn't really know what is in the books which he carries. If we go with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's example, the new student gets some grammar books and some shastras, you know, but he doesn't really know how to read the books. But he is enthusiastic. I have now a book like my father, my Brahminical father. But because his enthusiasm is not mature, it is a beginner's enthusiasm. He is really not able to understand the subject. And therefore, after some time, he gets bored with the books. The second reason why we lose the enthusiasm is another one. Let me first ask you, what was the first reason why someone loses enthusiasm? Yes, it's the beginning enthusiasm, I know, but what is the reason why we lose the enthusiasm? Yes, we have a lack of understanding of the scriptures. My dear devotees, I want to tell you something. It's a little embarrassing for me, but because I will most probably embarrass a few of you in this lecture, I should start with me. I have become a student of the Bhagavatam again. I have understood that after 50 years of reading the Bhagavatam, my understanding was only based on verses. I could understand verses on which there were lectures by Srila Prabhupada and so on, but I had not really understood the full glory of the Bhagavatam. So I decided to take a course with the Bhagavad Vidyalaya and study the book from the beginning, and I intend to go up till the end, the 12th canto, because I have seen that by now understanding the same book in a deeper way, my enthusiasm has become so big. It's a problem for me because I don't find, I don't sleep enough, you know. I do not like sleeping any longer. It's a little problem. I have to negotiate that. But yes, the enthusiasm comes from reading the Shastras. Here, by reading the scriptures and understanding them in a deeper and deeper and deeper way, your enthusiasm will be nourished. And you have to really be a little bit aware. Understanding the Shastras doesn't mean I have a Bhagavad Gita with me under my arm. I have another book here. It's called Govinda Lilamrita. It doesn't mean I understand this book. Boom. I will have to go very deep. I have to challenge everything I know and go to the next level if I want to understand this. This is very difficult. I can't just say, hey, I have a book here. I'm now a great reader of Govinda Lilamrita. No, I will have to do many things in order to understand. My life has to become more exemplary. I have to read the comments. I have to understand more what is mundane rasa and what is spiritual rasa. There are many things. It's not enough to have a book. It's not enough to belong to the movement of Krishna consciousness. These are good in the beginning. It will be good for you in the beginning. But if you don't refresh your beginner's enthusiasm, you will come into this category of the 80%, where you are half alive only, and you are not filled with deep enthusiasm. Another source, or let us say another reason, which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives that causes a loss of enthusiasm, means a lack of taste. It is, Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, these different reasons of enthusiasm. He says, you lose your enthusiasm when you are ignorant of the scriptures. You lose it also if you know the scriptures, but you have no faith in them. You have perhaps some doubts. And the last category is, one who knows the scriptures, but who has who has faith in the scripture, but he is doubting, will this work? Will this work? There are so little success stories in Krishna consciousness. Will this work for me? This is Krishna's words. Agyascha shradadanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti naparo nasukam samshayatmanaha. It's the Bhagavad Gita 440. It's a very important verse. He says, that person who is ignorant of the scripture, he perishes. After some time, he perishes. Perishes means he goes down, you know. That person who knows the scripture but has no faith in it, he also perishes. Then he says, and there's a third category, and this third category is, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the most troubled category. These are people who know the scripture, who have some faith, but who are doubtful of attaining the goal despite of their faith. I find this very much in my preaching to devotees. Devotees come to me, often older devotees. They say, Maharaj, we know the scriptures are perfect. We have faith in them, but we have no faith in us. We think, I'm doubtful that I'm so disqualified. I'm doubtful that I will reach the goal. Do you sometimes have this doubt also in yourself? Yes, no, middle. I'm not really listening, Maharaj. I can't answer you now. I had to fight with this doubt very much. Because when I come face to face with my disqualifications, which I didn't even know that they were still there. Then I think of, and there are so many accidents in Krishna consciousness. But then I know one verse of Rupa Goswami where he says, my Lord, when I think of the sadhana of the great saints in the past, I become totally discouraged because I can't make such a spiritual practice as they do. But my Lord, there's something which helps me. He says this. You can read in Stavamala. Yeah. When I think of your mercy that even comes to the most disqualified, then I get hope. Perhaps Rupa Goswami thinks of Kaliya, who attacked Krishna even, but Krishna danced on him and delivered him. Or maybe Rupa Goswami thinks of Gajendra, who was an elephant and who just prayed to Krishna. He was in a dumb body, no? And he thinks, wow, I have a chance. Or perhaps Rupa Goswami thinks of the queen who sold buttermilk. Who that is, I will introduce to you maybe the day after tomorrow. Who had become a prostitute, and now she earned her money by selling buttermilk. That's a story. You must hear that story. Comes in the class day after tomorrow, I think. So if you're bored with this class, you don't need to come tomorrow, but day after tomorrow you must come. Yes. There are many, many examples of people who got mercy, and that is a source of enthusiastic. My dear devotees, what do you do when you begin to see that your enthusiasm gets down? Is there something? Prema Muti. We want to have real answers, not real answers. Good.
Change our life circumstances.
We change our life circumstances. Perhaps we were in one situation, but we understood that was toxic for us, so many bad influences, so we exchange, go to another life circumstances. That's not always easy, but if we do it, What do you do when your enthusiasm goes down? I'm sorry? Become spiritually impressed, depressed. Yeah, that's the result. But what do you do? More practice. That's usually what we say in ISKCON, but it rarely works. It works for 2 weeks. I have all these crazy books, you know, where I study this with so on. Usually we say, try harder. Try more. Just chant Hare Krishna, everything will be all right. It may work because we have some faith in the person who tells this to us for some time. But it does not always work. And by the way, many who have received these kind of answers are giving up Krishna consciousness because of that. I have tried so many times. Again, it works for some time because we have faith in the person who tells us this, but it's really our faith which helps us here. If we don't change the nature of our practice and learn to do it differently and right, it may not always work. My dear devotees, there is one sadhana, Ramanujacharya speaks about this. He says, when all sadhanas have stopped to work for you, there's still one sadhana, one practice that always will work. Listen carefully. It is coming into the association of devotees, serving them. Serving, you know, we can't be critical. We have to serve them. And hearing from them. So many things may come in your life, but we must always keep the association of genuine, that means real devotees. That is the most important factor. In the absence of that, if we can't find real devotees, we must keep the association of the Shastras, where we find the words and the thoughts of genuine devotees. Do you know, and many, when you read the Bhagavatam, there are many prayers of really fixed up devotees. I was thinking of Uttara. Uttara was married to the son of Arjuna. Do you know his name? Abhimanyu. Yes. She was very young. And at the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, she carried the son of Abhimanyu under her heart. Now, a little into the battle, Abhimanyu, her beloved husband, who was a valiant warrior, had entered a very difficult formation in the enemy army, and the enemies of the Kauravas took advantage of this, that there were no other soldiers who covered the sides and the back of Abhimanyu. And six or seven, or was it eight? I forgot the exact number, of the most capable soldiers. Karna was there, Dronacharya also, Duryodhana. They slaughtered Abhimanyu carelessly, and Krishna didn't protect Abhimanyu. Krishna, who knew everything, cried for the death of Abhimanyu, but he did not avoid this problem. Now, after the battle of Kurukshetra was over, this desperate son of Dronacharya, whose heart was so bitter, he only wanted revenge. His name was? Ashvatam, yes. He threw an arrow at Uttara. It's not just an arrow, it was a Brahmastra. And Uttara could see that Brahmastra, and she could understand this Brahmastra is aimed and directed to kill the son of my husband who was slaughtered. And what does Uttara do? She doesn't think, oh, Krishna didn't protect my husband. Why should I go to Krishna and ask Krishna to protect the son? She just ran to Krishna and said, Krishna, please, there is no other protector than you in this world. Please protect my son in the womb. And Krishna could see Uttara. He could see the devotion of Uttara. He could see the focus of Uttara. He decided to immediately protect her embryo, and he entered the womb, and he began to create a shield around the a little embryo by wielding his club. Shh. Other commentaries say the Brahmastra struck the embryo and built it to ashes, but Krishna took his hands and gave life back to the embryo. Be that as it is, Krishna protected, because he had his reason why he didn't protect Abhimanyu, and he had his reason why he protected the little son of Abhimanyu Dutara. What was his name? Parikshit. You know everything. So when you read these thoughts of these devotees, when you read their words, their prayers in the sacred scripture, you have also devotee association. And it is this association with Krishna's devotees which forms the root of your bhakti. Just like a tree cannot grow without a root, your bhakti can only grow if there is the root of Sangha with association, Sangha with genuine devotees. Either like this, there are, I think, a few genuine devotees in this group. I would say like 20 minimum, 30 I would say. So I will find them, and you please also find them, you know. And then in the absence of that, we must keep the association of the scripture where the words and thoughts of these devotees is. That is our solace. That is our consolation. That is our captivating force. That is our everything, the holy books and the holy persons. Because, my dear devotees, a real sadhu is a concrete thing to us. It's not something which is abstract. It's very concrete. He may even speak to us very concrete things. And in their hearts, in the genuine hearts of the genuine devotees, you will find God consciousness. And that is something very, very, very concrete, very tangible. There is a great advantage to come to a place where many devotees come together and hear in their association the topics of the scriptures. Like now we hear about how important the scriptures are. Devotees, my dear devotees, they refer always to scriptures. When they speak, they will say, this is from this book, that is from that book, because they know the scriptures are given by God into this world. And there is one text in the Bhagavatam about listening to these transcendental subjects in the association of devotees. I think you all know this. Satam prasangan mama viya samvido bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata tach joshanadash vapavagavatmani shradharati bhakti anukramishyati. This verse says that when you are in the association of devotees and you hear about new apps on the mobile telephone, sorry, I was a little tired. Once again, when you are in the association of devotees and you hear rasayanakata, you hear some talk that is full of transcendental taste, no? Then step by step, three things come into your life. Shraddha, faith, then Rati, that is Bhava, you know, some feeling for Krishna, and then Bhakti, that is the prema. No, this is on the long winding road that hopefully leads us to the door of Krishna. The association of devotees is very important. On that road from Shraddha to Prema, you can get strength. This is explained in the Maha Shubhashita Sangraha. I found this verse with one devotee called Hari Parshat, who knows many scriptures, and he quoted this verse. It says, people may be individually weak, but when they get together and become full of utsahan, they can conquer the mightiest of enemies, like these five weak human beings who managed to kill the elephant. So you may be weak on your own, but when you come into an association where enthusiasm is generated, then you can conquer the mightiest enemies. I don't know about the five human beings who killed an elephant, but I know about five animals who killed the elephants. They were very weak. Do you want to know about them? Yes. Do you want to know what happened? Yes. Some of you are not sure if they are at the right place in the lecture, but this will be very entertaining for you. So listen, everyone. There was once a little pitipske, what is it? I forgot all my Serbian language. Bird, little bird. Yes. And this elephant, who was moody, in a bad mood, came to the nest of the little bird. This bird was very happy because she had placed three eggs in her nest, and she was sitting there. I'm waiting for you, my little darlings. You know, she was really in the mother bhava. And the elephant saw the happiness of the little bird, and he just took the trunk and shook the nest so that the nest fell down with all the three eggs, and then the elephant trampled on the eggs and destroyed them all. Then he made a big sound, means digestion, and he left. Oh, the bird mother was totally destroyed. Her children had been taken away from her before she could see their smile and hear their happy sounds. She's decided to commit suicide. So on the way, I don't know what she tried, she met the woodpecker. And the woodpecker, these are animals who... How do we say? This word. He said, what do you want to do? You look so depressed. And the little bird said, I want to take my life because the elephant has taken three of my children's life. So then the woodpecker said, you just have no children. No, the elephant is moody. He will come back again and do the same thing again. I have no reason to exist. Okay, said the woodpecker, I have a friend, the little bee. I will ask him, he's very intelligent. A bee, said the little bird, what will a bee do to kill an elephant? No, we have to kill the elephant, and the bee has the idea. So they got the bee, and the bee had said, I also have a friend. It's called, Jabatz. You know, the frog. The little bird was going, woodpecker, bee, and Jabatz, and me, we can't kill the elephant. We are too weak. But she went along, and they had a Ishtagosti, and they made a plan. When it was midday, the next day, the frog was making a sound, quack, 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 as if there was water. There was no water. The frog went to the edge of an abyss and he made that sound there. There was no water. So the elephant, it was noontime, was very thirsty and he followed the sound of the jabats, because when the jabats jabatsed, makes his jabat sound, then that means there's water. So the elephant went there and halfway he closed his eyes under the shade of a tree. That was the moment when the woodpecker came and it flew to the elephant and it pecked at its eyes. Ping, 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 ping. The elephant was under a tree in the shade. That was the moment the bee came and it sang a raga. And the elephant enjoyed the raga and closed the eyes. And then the woodpecker came and pecked out the eyes, or made a wound on the eyes. Finally, the elephant, who was now really thirsty and mad with pain, listened to the jabats again. The jabats made again a sound. The elephant was now blind. It went to where the frog was and it fell over the abyss and died. I know it's not a very sattvic story, but it shows you how weak beings came together and generated a feeling of enthusiasm to kill this elephant. And the elephant was killed first by the bee making a sound, then the woodpecker, and then it was the frog. I remember now the whole story. So, my dear devotees, this can happen in devotee association. But you must be very careful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you must avoid one thing when you are with devotees. Can you imagine what that is? Making aparadas. When you are with devotees, you will meet human beings. And human beings are different from each other. I like strawberry jam, but Gaur Krishna likes orange jam. I like certain melodies and Gaur Krishna likes ragas. We will have different likes and preferences as human beings. And now comes the next point. We will have different perspectives on the same thing. We will see it differently. There will be differences also in the association of devotees. Yes, we may dress the same. Yes, we may. Well, now nobody has the old hairstyle, but in the old time we may have the same hairstyle, and the woman may keep their hair together in the old times. No need. I'm just saying that was the fashion at that time. Now we have a different fashion. This is natural for human beings. This has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. It's not important, these things, so much. No? So, we may have similar things in our life. However, my dear devotees, we are still human beings. Have you noticed that? And we have different tastes. So, in Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya says there's only two things which you should keep. That is, you should be with devotees and not commit offenses. This is all. Then you will see that your enthusiasm grows. Lord Chaitanya says when he sees that we are with devotees and because of these differences, we begin to differ so strongly that we become, that our temperament is added there and we become very outspoken and we say, you nonsense, you like orange marmalade, and so on. At that time, your bhakti will go from us and our heart is no longer there. And even if we chant, and even if we read the scriptures, even if we take a bath in the Ganga, Lord Chaitanya says, these things will turn against us. The power which is in them will not help us rise. It will make us go down. Mahaprabhu saying like this. There's one last thing with which I want to conclude this lecture and then open the forum for questions. We were talking about the sources of enthusiasm. What did we talk in the beginning about? You know it, it's very easy. Just think for a moment. Yes, someone said it, it's wonderful. It's the scriptures. That enthusiasm which is based on reading and understanding the scriptures is spiritual enthusiasm. Do you remember what's the best way to read these scriptures? Where is the best place to go? Yes, I heard it. You go into the association of devotees. What will happen in this association of devotees? Do you remember? Anukramishyati, step by step. Yes, you will develop faith. It will come into your heart. Then you will develop also some feelings for Krishna. This is very important. Ultimately, we will do a lot based on our feelings. No? And if we have spiritual feelings, we will go in the spiritual direction. Of course, these are beginning. This is not yet the bhava which the scriptures talk about. But eventually you will develop bhava, which is a pre-stage to pure love of Godhead, and then you will get at the end by this process prema bhakti. Mm-hmm. But there is something else which I call the lazy man's path. And because I am a little bit not so good always, I like to take shortcuts if they are available. Krishna. I will not tell you because this is very confidential. I will change my subject now. No, I'm very serious. These are, see, you're not yet 100% there as an audience. I will tell it to you tomorrow. It is when you a speaker, this is always what we hear from Madhavananda Prabhu. The audience is more important than the speaker. The eagerness of the audience will draw out spiritual subjects, and because this is a little confidential, not on the first day. Now, I will now switch. I will talk about this. Do you remember what is the motto of this summer camp? Remembering Krishna. Do you think it's a good idea we remember him a little bit today?
Yes.
Good. We will do, but I need to have a clear nose for this. Let me see. I think I... No, the shortcut you won't get today. It is... this is... it's not so cheap. You just go to a lecture, and then you get the... what is this? A spoon? No, thank you. How kind of you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. I thought we should chant a little together. Mm. I will sing a melody which will make Krishna Chaitra Maharaj smile, but please don't do more than a smile. is this the right? Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I can't hear you. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, I have been to too many kirtan events and I'm a little hard of hearing now. I just can't hear you. It's as if I'm sitting somewhere in Vojvodina and there are only bees around me. Please, you must sing. Please, if you only do it for one reason, please do it to make me come alive. Please. Now sing. Hare Krishna. Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
One more time, please, everybody sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
One more time, a little louder please, sing
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, everyone, just chant Hare Krishna. If we really mean it, the meaning means we address Krishna, we say to Krishna something, we express it. My dear Lord, please accept me. One, two, om. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, tomorrow I will talk about this extra thing, but here I would like to address you as a friend. I have come to Serbia, perhaps, I mean, it's difficult to remember. Could it be 40 times, 50 times? I came also very regularly here, a minimum of 3 times a year I would come. I would come in the winter, I remember, in the summer, and then in the autumn time for the tours with Nityananda group. And I know the type of people. You are different from the place where I'm born, but I came to like you very much, and that is why I even thought that when I become old, I build a house in Vojvodina. That was what I thought. Of course, keeping Krishna in mind. So yes, I present the philosophy today. We have talked about Utsahan, enthusiasm. I know that you will forget most of what you have heard because I know you. I have been staying with you. I have asked you, what do you remember from the lecture? And you smiled sweetly at me. I enjoyed that sweet smile. But today I want to talk as your friend to you. Yes, I'm a sannyasi. Yes, I present the philosophy. But I also have a heart. And I do know that it is not easy for all of you, always. I know that you are struggling with anattas, with habits which you so much wish they wouldn't be there in your life. Yes, I know the young amongst you who have this beginner's enthusiasm which we talked about. But if I would be bad, I would say, let's speak in 20 years together. Let's see where you are. But I don't say these things because I think they are mean, not good character. My dear devotees, devotees go through a transition. In the beginning, they are enthusiastic. They have faith in the process. And then after some time, the obstacles come. Surprisingly often, because we thought such obstacles are not possible. At that time, we usually think what's wrong, and we think, I must make a reform. I will read more, I will do more service. Perhaps I go to Vrindavan or some place where I am recharged. And then we come back, and after a year or so, no significant changes have happened to us, and we become discouraged. And it is at this time where we can go in one or two ways. We can go back to a more compromised position where we join these 80% of people who are just who practice Krishna consciousness more like a religion. A religion is a place where you want to belong to. At that time we may give up on the idea of transformation of the heart, and we will settle with compromises. Or we may go another way. I won't tell you the shortcut, which I will do later when I will see if you are ready to hear this, if you are interested, and only because it's extremely private. But here I want to tell you as a friend, we may think, or actually I just want to be with Krishna. I don't know how, but I want to be. I have seen some of you who have gone to the Orthodox monasteries, and they found encouragement there because they were told by the fathers, yes, you can be with God, you come to this program and you are with God. And they have tried that, and I have met some of you who went this path, and they said, it comes down to the same thing everywhere, in all processes. Are you conscious of God or not? Are you with Him or not? And when Madhva Muni and a few other devotees, when we sat down to discuss what is the title of this, we thought, What the devotees need now most is to remember Krishna and feel Krishna's presence in their hearts. And once that is there, once you can remember Krishna, even in simple things like drinking water and remembering how often Prabhupada said, when someone said, can you show me God? He said, yes, drink water. He's the taste of water. And then you do this and we have a spring where we are. We are in a place, very nice place, and there's a spring. And I was doing this. I was thinking, oh, Prabhupada says, do you are with God when you think he's the taste of water. So I did this. And I felt so happy. I sat down. Wow, Krishna is here in Vojvodina, in the spring. And then I looked everywhere around me. And yes, I felt the Lord's presence everywhere and spent the most wonderful morning in my, not morning, I was late, late morning in my life, just remembering Krishna. And then I thought, well, let me also read something about Krishna, where I hear directly about Krishna. And I picked a part of the book which I'm presently reading. Can I share this with you?
Yes.
Yeah, why? Interest? Want to hear about Krishna? Yeah, we want to remember Krishna. Do you understand what I'm saying? That we came here to be Krishna conscious. What does this word mean? It means to be mindful of Krishna. And the more you can do this, the more you can think of Krishna during the day, the faster is your way back home, back to Godhead. It's so simple. Devotees asked, can you talk about Raganuga Bhakti? Yes, it's very simple. Remember Krishna. In the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, which is somewhat forced, no? You force yourself to do this and that and so on. Yes, you are. You do this. Oh, yeah, I have to get up. At least I have to get up during the summer camp because otherwise they talk bad about me and so on. That's one way, you know. But how long can you force yourself? You have to become attracted. And that is when you start to remember Krishna. Remembering Krishna is the heartbeat of of Raganuga Bhakti. And Raganuga Bhakti is the same, it's devotion, I mean, not the same, it's devotional service in practice. You practice this. So when you have not yet developed taste, when you are ajata, ruchi, when your taste is not yet born in hearing all the time about Krishna and remembering all the time about Krishna, then you mix, Jiva Goswami says, the rules of Vaidhi Bhakti, which you know, get up, change so and so many rounds, read, have association of devotees, go on pilgrimage to holy places. You do all these still in a somewhat forced way. Oh, I got to do this now. But at the same time, you try to remember Krishna more and more and more, and you will see, you will get some taste. All right, so I wanted to read to you something from this book. Every morning, Krishna leaves the village of Vrindavan. It's quite a scene because Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj come with him, and they don't like to see him go alone in the forest. Mother Yashoda says to Krishna, why did you have to be born in the family of cowherd men, where you have to herd the cows? Krishna looks at her, Ma, I like the cows. And then Mother Yashoda runs to Krishna's friends and says, Raktak and Patrak, I beg you, every morning she does this, and Krishna already knows what will come now. I beg you, my little boy doesn't know his limitations. He goes to places he shouldn't go. He gets himself in trouble. So you stay with him and you keep him on the trouble-free path, no? And so on. So, but finally, when Krishna looks back and sees that the Brijbasis have stopped following him and that his mother is standing there and does not come any longer, Krishna feels free, as if he is a baby elephant released from the chain. That means now he can walk. He can dance. And so on. And then his cowherd boys see also how Krishna, they reflect each of Krishna's mood. In this case, it's happiness. And they dance, they sing. The forest echoes in laughter because they laugh so loud. They leap around, they stumble over each other, they joke. Some of them take sticks, my dear devotees. They put them in the ground and they get on top of the stick and dance. They're very acrobatic, perhaps like Bali Satacha, and so on. Others walk on hands and feet, imitating the cows. What they do is they walk on, and then they roll on the ground like cows, and then they move their eyes, their ears, which looks very funny. They move the ears like the cows. Why do the cows move their ears? Any idea? Yeah, they have these long ears and they put them up like cups because they want to catch the flute sound of Krishna. Nectar. So they do this. They move their ears like this. And Krishna enters his dear forest now, and he sees the Vrindavan forest looks like someone who has fainted. Have you seen a person who has fainted? The blood goes out of his face. So in this same way, the forest of Vrindavan looks almost lifeless and yellowish. The grass is yellowish and so on. Because can you imagine why the forest of Vrindavan has fainted? Out of separation from whom? Krishna, you know everything. Yeah. The forest fields in the evening when Krishna goes out of the forest into the village of Vrindavan, then the peacocks are not putting their feathers up. They also don't put the feathers on their bodies. They pull them after themselves out of distress, like a distressed wife will not bind her hair but let it loose, and so on. So Krishna sees his dear forest has fainted out of separation from him. Now Krishna is known as Ghanasyama. You know the translation? He's compared to what?
A cloud.
Because just like the cloud gives water to the dried out countryside, Krishna can give water, shower the nectar on his devotees. How does Krishna shower nectar on his devotees? Smile. He glances at his devotees. He may also pick up his favorite instrument. What is that favorite instrument? The flute. And he may blow his flute. So in this case, Krishna began to shower the forest of Vrindavan with the nectar of his flute song to revive it and announce his arrival. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Don't be distressed. The forest then begins to slowly awaken, but something else is necessary. It is when the devotee first has contact with Krishna, he will smell Krishna's fragrance. It comes. So a breeze, the best of breezes comes and brings Krishna's fragrance to the forest, and the forest begins to awaken from that. And also Vrindadevi thinks, oh, the forest is a little bit almost dead, and she says to the forest, hey everyone, Krishna has come to play, and later Radha will be here. Oh vines, Prabudhitse, wake up. O trees, what will she say to the trees? What should they do? Blossom, yes. O deer, play around. O cuckoos, what should the cuckoos do? Sing together with the bees. And O peacocks, what should the peacocks do? Yes. And now it's most difficult. She goes to the parrots. The parrots are a little, oh, where's Krishna, where's Krishna? And she said, parrots, Krishna is coming. Parrots, now you should do one thing. What could the parrots do?
Send messages,
yes. That's what parrots. Recite verses. Each parrot knows about a million more verses than I in Vrindavan. They're very knowledgeable. Parrots. Oh, parrots, recite sweet verses. Everyone here in Vrindavan, mobile telephones, no. Mobile and immobile creatures, rejoice. It means be happy, because your dearmost Krishna has come to make you happy. And in this way, the forest of Vrindavan becomes blessed by the arrival of Krishna, who is like the spring season that brings everything to life. Have you seen spring coming into the forests? How there are these beautiful flowers everywhere, new grasses, new very green and soft leaves. So Krishna brings life to everyone, like the spring. What is his name in this category? It's not so easy, I know.
Vanavihari,
yes, that's one name. Madhava. Yes, Madhava means spring and it means Krishna. It is used especially in Sanskrit poetry when we hear of the refreshing quality of Krishna who comes into our life. There are many, many more wonderful descriptions, but I wanted to... Do you know a description from the Bhagavatam where Krishna comes to his devotees and brings them to life? It's in the first canto. I give you a tip. It's when he returns from Hastinapur. But where does he go to? Dwaraka, yes. What does Krishna do when he comes at the outskirts, that means, of Dwaraka? He blows the conch shell. Do you remember what happens with the conch shell? Yeah, it becomes red like his lips, because anything that is touched by Krishna, even you, when you are touched by Krishna, will change in everything. Everything will be different. So he, by his sound, he will announce himself. This time not by his fragrance, that is not described at least, but by his sound. A little distant. Krishna awakes us by the sound. And the Dwarakavasis, some of them are in a darkened room because they're depressed. And they lie down almost between life and death. But when they hear the Krishna sound, immediately they're enthusiastic. In psychology, you find out that there is a man who wants to take... I learned this example. He goes into the parking house. It's 32 degrees hot. He's sweating. His wife has just left him. He is a little sick. He has lost his job in the university as the teacher. There is such a man. And he gets a phone call on his mobile telephone. Ring, ring, ring. And he thinks, no. The last phone call I ever got was from my wife. Then I will get no other phone calls. I will now hang myself. And again it goes, ring, 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 ring. He says to his telephone, I'm not there. Don't ring. Ring, 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 ring. So he opens it. And he said, we just wanted to inform you. We are calling from America, the Harvard University. You will be the professor if you want to take this job. You will have a new start. And by the way, we were informed you have made $1 million. Goodbye, phone us back. Where's the first place where I go? Maybe to my old wife. I tell her I have $1 million now. Maybe that changes everything. She's so superficial. And then he gets into the airplane. He goes to Harvard, starts a new life. One phone call. One sound. Krishna can also, my dear devotees, enter your personality. You're in some ways, if you just hear about him, because when you hear about Krishna, Krishna thinks, this person wants to know about me. Wow! He's interested in me. I didn't know that. And he comes. Ajamil just sang one time, Narayan, 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 meaning someone else. And Krishna thought, wow, this is in the Bhagavatam, I'm not speculating. He chanted my name, I must take care of him. What I want to say, my dear devotees, we can hear 1,000 lectures about enthusiasm, thousands. And yes, I've given new references, I've collected new verses, new stories, and so on. But, my dear devotees, listen to this. When you hear about Krishna, and try to remember Krishna, try to just add this. As much as you forget lectures, try to remember Krishna. I mean, you should remember also lectures, if possible. If you can't remember, why not make a notebook? Your paper does this for you, this remembrance, and you can always go back to it. No, and then, but the main thing is, you now may not need so much philosophy any longer. You may need Krishna more. This is a devotee who is for some time in Krishna consciousness. And many of you are. You don't need another philosophical lecture to be convinced. You need now an experience of Krishna. That will give you the energy. That will give you the elan vital. Therefore in our scriptures you will find, from all the rules and regulations, there are two things which are most important. Who knows? To always remember Krishna, one, never forget him. You know enough. If you now do something so that you can remember Krishna and forget him. We Hare Krishnas are specialists. We hear something and we never apply it. We never think about what we heard. Because it's a religion. We only want to belong. That's our concern. We want to belong, get initiation, get a name, and then belong to the group. It's a nice vegetarian group. But there is much more here. There's the art of transformation, which is something every devotee should think about. The old one who is 60 years in Krishna consciousness and the young one. They all need to think about the art of this inner transformation. And that happens once you remember Krishna. Then it comes into you, this remembrance, and makes you come alive like the man in the parking house or the resident of Dwaraka or those in the dried out forest of Vrindavan who were brought alive by Krishna's entry into them. Dobro, this is what I wanted to say. I have reached the limit of my time. I will not take questions today. If you have a question, why not note the question down if it is an important question to you? Because tomorrow is the chance to ask it. We will just sing for the last 3 minutes. I wanted to just say, go Krishna, I think we need to go still one sound higher. Hare Krishna. Oh, that's too high, no? What? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Everybody one more time
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
One more time, please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. I thank you very much for kindly listening. I wish you a wonderful part of the summer camp. I do know this evening there will be a slight presentation for Madhavananda Prabhu after the Aratik. So, highly recommended. Please stay there. See you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.